Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we're going to answer another question from one of our listeners. I'm like, holy crap, you guys actually listen and pay attention and send in questions. So, we got like a couple different versions of this one. And actually, with a call with one of our clients today, actually came up again. So I'm like, not the smartest dude in the world, but you get three or four people bringing up some version of the same thing. It's time to talk about it. And what that is what happens. We talk about all the things during the process and leading up and starting the franchise and the different franchises. What happens after you sign the franchise agreements? What to expect? I signed the franchise agreements. Let's go. When am I open? How long is it open? We're going to talk about some of those things today. So before we do that, of course, let's a quick reminder of Fran Coach, who we are. We are a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 600 franchise brands now that spans about 70 different industries, niches, subcategories. Our goal is to help our clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 series is to help educate you on all aspects of franchise ownership. So today, as already mentioned, what happens when you sign the franchise agreement? Yippee. So first thing I want to talk about, and not totally on this topic, but there's a couple of things that literally happened today with our clients. One, nearing the end of the process, trying to get a feel of the timeline. And then two of our clients, kind of business partners that are just signed a franchise agreement. So I'm going to start with them. First is take a moment to celebrate. This is an awesome, exciting, a little scary thing to embark on. It is life-changing, life-altering. And for all of the things that we're going to talk about, from signing until like doors open, whether literal or virtual, like there's going to be a ton. You're going to be going so fast. Take a moment, celebrate, have a drink, go out to dinner, take a long weekend with your spouse, maybe without the kids, right? Whatever that might look like, take a moment, congratulate yourself, have a little fun, have a little celebration, whatever that might look like, because it's going to go like that. Right. So what are the things when it goes like that? So I want to talk about the timeline, and it differs. And I'm going to put this kind of in three categories. Are you about to start a retail-based franchise? Are you about to start a franchise non-retail, but requires some type of licensing? And then one that is non-retail-based, no license. Okay. So the retail one obviously is the longest, and depending on the size of this, are we building something from scratch, right? 12 months plus. If it is something, one of the more common things that are kind of in a strip mall, we're not building, we are finding and kind of doing the build out in an existing structure. 6 to 9 months on average with this. So there's a lot that goes into that. But so again, if you're thinking, and really I want you to kind of think for a second, if you're listening right now, you're listening because you're at least thinking about franchise ownership. If you're already kind of planning out 2023, I mean, it is October 27th. 2023 is close. If you're already thinking about 2023 goals and you're like, man, I gotta do something different. I gotta take control of my life, my lifestyle, my career, all of these things. You need to get on the phone with us because we need to get going, because this whole journey to find the franchise is a couple months. And then now we're talking about that timeline of getting open. So retail, think minimum 6 months typically for that. So a lot of things that are going on during that, specific to the location, and typically you'll want to get started with this right away. You will have, in all aspects of franchising, you're going to have tons of support from the franchisor. Site selection. They're going to have real estate teams that are going to help you with this. Once we find the site, how do we negotiate the lease terms? What about the construction and the build out, all of the different things that are going to go with that? Most everybody never done that before. So that alone can be daunting. So to know that you've got the entire franchisor, their entire real estate team, all of the support mechanisms there to help you with that. They don't do it, they help you, right? But you're going to have all of those things. So while that's going on, and if it is retail, what are the three most important things? Location, location, location. Be diligent, take your time, but also when you find that thing, pounce. We had clients a little over a year ago, started something, had a perfect site, which should have been a perfect site, hesitated, weren't sure, wanted to kind of keep looking. Next thing you know, it was gone, delayed them for almost 3 months getting open. And again, trust the franchise on there. They're not going to allow you to start and pick a location that's just god awful, right? They can't make you do the one that they know is a good one, but they are there to recommend. And again, it is kind of their job to help make sure you found the best location, best lease, best negotiations on the build out, all of those things, right? So while you're doing that, then just in general, you're going to have all sorts of things that you're going to be working on behind the scenes. Like we always talk about the training and the actual training of any franchise. In almost always case, there's going to be some of that that's going to be in person week, 2 weeks at the franchise headquarters, typically right before your opening, sometimes literally bumping up, training ends Friday, you're opening Saturday type of thing, but as close as possible. But the actual training is really a small part of everything that's going to happen. You're going to have from signing, you're going to get connected, and you're going to meet all these people at the discovery day or meet the team day right before you're ready to get awarded and sign the franchise agreement. Who all is on their internal team? The onboarding specialists, training, the marketing people, any business coaches that you're going to have, is there real estate teams that you're going to work with? If it's something that requires licensing, there's going to be somebody there. You may have a half a dozen different people that are going to help you get through what is going to be a pre-opening checklist that is a mile long. Now, there's one of the franchises recently our clients signed, got started, and they kind of joke, they're like, they have checklists for the checklist to get, like, there's that many things that you need to do, whether it's just basic business setup, all the kind of onboarding, the systems behind the scenes, whatever that might look like, the marketing. And again, it's not open the doors on day one and then, okay, now let's turn on the marketing. That may be 30 to 60 days, sometimes even longer, before opening to, again, generate the interest, create the awareness. There are, as an example, fitness franchises will try to pre-sell memberships to where you're already kind of at break even by the time the door opens. You may have something that's a service-based franchise that you want to already be booking appointments. It's October 27th today. Maybe your opening is December 1st. You already want to have the marketing going where you have interest, right? And hey, what's your calendar look like on December 2nd? Let's get out there and get that booked, right? So again, it gets you off to that fast start with this. So all those different checklists, all the onboarding things that you're going to do, all the different pre-training, and then the actual in-person training. If it's retail, again, site selection, lease negotiation, build out, and everything that's going to go with that. Just know, sign that franchise agreement. You're going to have somewhere between 6 to 12 months for that. Hey, everyone. I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com. to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. What if it's not retail? So, and again, I'm going to divide this into two categories. Is it something that's going to require a license or not? So if it is license-based, so think things, there are some home service type of franchises that require that, especially in certain states are really a little bit more stringent on that. Other states, basically, can you fog a mirror, you're good to go. So there are some things, anytime you're building, replacing things, something maybe more skilled, plumber, electrician, HVAC, things of that nature, there's going to be licensing required. Senior care, where we're sending the caregivers in for personal care, companion care, et cetera. Some states, it may take a few months for that. So with the non-retail ones, and non-retail could still have a small office, but those are, honestly, it's kind of like finding an apartment. They're going to be a dime a dozen. Those are going to be easy. They're not as location specific where you need to be on the corner of Main and Main. We just need 800 square feet over here somewhere, right? Or a business park or light industrial. The licensure stuff, anytime you're in that situation, you're starting on that right away. You still got the onboarding checklist, the pre-training, all of that stuff, initiating the marketing. So that can be licensed and state specific. Sometimes you can still get that done in a couple months. Other times it may get close to six months for some things like that. But it allows you, again, we know those timelines going in based on the franchise, the industry, and the state. So we can kind of plan, hey, is that something we need to target 6 months? Great. Is that something I think we can push and try to get this in 90 days? We've got that too, right? You're still, again, you're not just sitting around even as you're working on the licensing. Again, all of the different onboarding things. Also, I always tell people, start, you're an owner. You sign that franchise agreement. You are the owner of that franchise. And you will start talking to people, like tell your friends and family. They'll think you're nuts, so ignore them, but at least tell them anyway. Start whatever the business is or the industry is, start finding those connector pieces. And sometimes it's just as simple as wearing a dang polo that says the name of your business. It is crazy how much something just as simple as wearing your logo will generate conversations in the strangest, most random places. And if somebody is going to ask you about your business as a business owner, probably a good idea to talk about that, right? So you've got that. Then if it is a non-licensed business, so I want to look at this in two fashions. So at times, well, let me back up. So you sign the franchise agreement today for a non-retail, non-licensed business, okay? How fast can you get open? 60 days is like really pushing it and getting after it, but usually think 60 to 90 days, right? So why so long? We don't need real estate. We don't need licensing. Well, we still need marketing. You need to learn the systems, of which there will be many. Do you need to hire anybody? And again, even if it's the most basic person that you need to get on board, you need to be able to find them. That's not instantaneous, right? That's going to take time. And then again, the marketing standpoint, it's not about getting open. It's about getting open ready to take off quickly, right? And have people you're going to go talk to, whether it's appointments already booked for your home service type of situation. Is it, a business client, whatever? You've got people to go talk to. You've got networking, connectors, all of those different things to get out and go see. That takes some time to build that up. Marketing isn't like, hey, we turned the marketing on and now the phone's ringing off the hook. Takes a little time for that. So usually, again, 60 days, maybe 90 days, if we're really getting after it, we can get open, right? But what if it needs to take a little bit longer for whatever reason? One of our clients today, is going to have some surgery, right? We had to get that mixed in. We have two people actually right now finalizing things with franchises that have surgeries pending, right? So 60 to 90 days after signing a franchise agreement might feel a little bit fast, right? And so does that mean we need to slow down the process of looking for a franchise? Absolutely not. Because typical language in a franchise agreement is going to give you usually up to 6 months without any sort of exceptions to get started, right? So again, I signed the franchise agreement today. What is it? October 27th. Okay. I signed the franchise agreement today. I'm having surgery, blah, blah, blah. I don't think I can be ready in 60 to 90 days. I think closer to 6 months is a reasonable timeline to get everything I need done for the business, but also make sure that I'm back 100%. No franchise on the planet is going to argue with that. And if they do, call me, because like that's ridiculous, right? So now if I went to them and I said, hey, I want to sign the franchise agreement today, I'd like to be open in 2025. Well, they're probably going to go tell me to pound sand, and rightfully so. If it was a little stretched from that standpoint, for whatever reason, you know, again, that kind of surgery thing, hey, really, it might be 7 months. Is that okay? Again, as long as it is something reasonable like that, that's pretty easy to kind of stretch that out, right? So it really does give you time. Again, in most cases, people are wanting to get started as fast as possible. But every now and then, we had a couple of examples. We had somebody last year, 2021, got it signed, had about 3 months left with their job until basically they had some stuff vested, got a big bonus, all of this stuff. Well, yeah, stay, right? So we communicate that to the franchise hears all that. And like, same thing. Yeah, stay, get that. You can still slowly start working on your training, your onboarding. As we get close to that deadline, we'll kick on the marketing, and then take about another 30 days afterwards from the job before opening to take a breath, go on a short little vacation somewhere to, again, kind of just get yourself back centered, and then really ramp up the final part of the training and the marketing to get open. So in that case, it took almost five months for something that maybe could have been done in 60 to 90 days, but based on that situation, it needed to be a little bit longer, right? So as long as, and again, these are things that we're going to help you communicate with the franchisors on to make sure like everything is copacetic. But there are times the thought that, especially during the process, right? Like, hey, we're getting close to the end. I've got a couple more weeks of this vetting. And then like it's meet the team day, it's signed a franchise agreement, but I've got X, Y, and Z going on. I need to stop the process. What are X, Y, and Z? How long are those things going to take? Because again, signing a franchise agreement to be open, at a minimum across the board, you've got 6 months. In most cases, you're not going to want to take that long if you don't have to. For those non-licensed, non-retail things, even some of the licensing thing, most times you can get it done before then. So you will want to do it quicker, but it is a much bigger window, even if you're going as fast as you can, 60 days, 90 days. There again, when you see that, ultimately, when you see the checklist for the onboarding, all the people that you're going to be working with, all the things you have to do, not to mention just simply let the marketing get started and work for you, it's 60 to 90 days. So just to kind of give you an idea of what that looks like. It is again, I always suggest really two things after signing a franchise agreement. One, celebrate. Whatever celebrate is, nice dinner, a drink, a cigar, go get some stinking ice cream, whatever it is, go do it. And then as best as possible, this is almost a little counterintuitive because you're about to investing money into a business. Like, well, I got to be smart with my money. Take a vacation. And it could be a long weekend with whoever, by your dang self. Take your dog, take your spouse, take your kids, take your girlfriend, whatever, take your spouse and your girlfriend. I don't care, right? Whatever that needs to be, do that to just kind of get yourself set. Take a breath, because once you get started, you're not going to want to slow down. You're going to be into the business. You're going to be excited about it. It's not going to feel like work most times. And the time is going to move really fast, right? So That's, again, a couple different versions of the question of what happens when you sign, how quick can you get open, how much time do you have until you have to get open, retail, non-retail with license, non-retail without. But again, usually at a minimum 6 months to do it, can be done as early as 60 to 90 days, depending on the business. So hope that helps. And thanks for, like, again, we had three different people that sent in a version of that question. So thank you guys for that. Feel free to fire those on in the future as well. If there's anything, that's out there that you guys are thinking about, again, frankly, it means I don't have to come up with a topic. So any help there is great. And just in general, for all of our loyal podcast listeners, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, for reaching out, for being there. There's so many of our clients that have started franchises that we've had on the show to talk that came from the podcast. And the one recurring theme is don't wait, get on the phone, reach out to us, francoach.net. franchising101podcast.net. Send us a message. Let's get that first call set up. You've listened at this point. You found us. You've listened. Let's dig into this a little bit more. Figure out what you're looking for. We'll walk you through the process. See how we can help. Never, ever, ever any fee for our service. We're like recruiters, folks. We're compensated by the franchisors. Our goal is to educate you, number one, to see if this is the path for you. It may not be, and that's okay, but let's find out for sure. You're still tuned in. Let's do it. FranCoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Have a safe and great rest of your day. We look forward to talking with you soon.
Thanks for listening to FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.